John Phillips, he's the mayor of the city of Burlington. He's the development director at Notre Dame. He's the general manager of Bluff Harbor Marina. I'm sure he's got a few other jobs, but I'm not quite sure which ones those are, but they're scattered around the county or wherever. But anyway, John is joining me. We're talking about Notre Dame, where you did a flip-flop, was it 2 years or last year or 2 years ago?
Last year.
Last year, because the first year, 2020 was sort of the lost year, wasn't it?
It really was. We flopped at Notre Dame Schools. We flip-flopped the Pot of Blue and Gold drawing and God's Portion Day. So now the Pot of Blue and Gold, your chance to win $100,000, is coming up. It'll launch here at the end of February. And our grand prize drawing will be on May 21st.
Okay.
Someone will be happy.
And you had a very successful Pot of Blue and Gold last year, didn't you?
Yeah, we really did. We had a great turnout. And, of course, we had local winners and people that are affiliated with the community won. And you know, the prizes there are no joke, $10,000 for second. I'll take that, or third, five for third. So, but we give a bunch of cash prizes out, and it's one of our great fundraisers. It goes to our teacher salaries, benefits, retirement, and technology needs. So it is crucial to Notre Dame for it to be a good fundraiser.
Now the God's Portion Day, you've shifted that into the fall.
That is into the fall. We try to sandwich that in between our local college football games. And it's on a Sunday, back to Sundays again. It was on Saturdays there for a bit.
And you've compressed it a bit.
Oh,
too.
We did. It starts, 1 o'clock, and we try to end at 6. And this year, I was glad to say that we were done by about 6:15, and we still, were able to hit our goals as far as, the funds raised. So it's really, really good. We've streamlined the process with a new computer software. So checkout used to be an hour. Now it's a few minutes and you're gone. So that's great.
And, well, we got girls tournament basketball on KBUR. That'll be on our Tuesday show.
Yeah. Not only is Notre Dame rolling academically, really proud of all our academics, and we got large speech group going up, but the girls basketball is in regional tournaments. The wrestlers won their first district championship. 9 out of our 10 wrestlers went on to go to individual state wrestling. But this is the first time that I can recall us also competing for a team championship. And it is really heady times for our athletes. You know, we're back-to-back state volleyball champs and defending state soccer. We're doing pretty well on the athletic side as well as academics. So.
Not bad at all. Yeah. And again, May 21st is the date for the drawing for the Pot of Blue and Gold. Is that a Saturday night?
It'll be a Saturday night about 5 o'clock. We'll have Father James and Father Marty come in, and it's actually kind of a fun little deal for me because I like listening to them go back and forth off each other. And our priests are normal people.
Will it be a normal? Will it be a normal Pot of Blue and Gold with people and the whole bit?
We really found kind of during COVID that because the drawing, you don't have to be a Notre Dame alum or student. The drawing goes so much beyond our Notre Dame community that most people just want to know, did I win? So we've done that virtual drawing. We'll probably continue with that.
And I think you show it on your Facebook page.
Yeah, we show it on our Facebook page, and it's a lot of fun.
So. All right. That is happening. Let's see. City, what's happening in the city? Well, we had you on talking a little bit about that. Again, it is in the budget. You're in the final stages.
We're in the final
budget.
Stages. Budget will not be submitted till around March, but we've pretty well worked it out. It looks like we're going to hold our tax levy where it's at. We're not bumping it up. We were able to do that without a cut in services. It was good budget season. Our city manager and all the department heads worked really hard. And we continue to ask them to do more with less, and they do that. And it's really hats off to them, all the hard work they're doing for our city.
Plus, you've got a lot of – it's going to be a booming construction
season. Yeah, I'm going to apologize to people now because there's going to be a lot of road stuff going on this year, and it's going to be inconvenient. It's going to be messy. But in the end result here in a couple of years, between the Tiger Grant, Harrison, Summer Street, those projects are going to be coming up. It'll be really nice to have all those done.
Not only the street project, but all of the construction projects.
Yeah, all the construction projects. There's a bunch of stuff going on downtown. The county supervisors are going to be building a health center here pretty soon, so there's going to be a lot of good stuff going on around Burlington. So.
Now, is some of this all happening because we had a COVID kind of put the blocks on a few things during 2020, so it's now you're now catching up on
things,
right?
You know, the city staff we worked around that by going to three shifts, and so the crews were smaller. They stayed at it all year during COVID, but I think a lot of the other projects that were delayed. There'll be more people working on the projects because as COVID continues to ramp down, construction's ramping up, more people working together and getting things done.
So. And keeping, you're pretty well protected now. You are protected all the way to the lift station, is that right?
That is correct, yes, sir.
When is the next stage in the
On the flood wall?
On the flood wall.
I think the next stage, I need to look at our calendar, but we're just finishing up this year. Then I think we take like a half a year break and we'll go right back at it with the next phase.
And what does the next phase do? Do you know?
This phase is closing off the north and south ends. I believe the next phase will be further strengthening around the lift station on Market Street, and there might be some other work down along the Valley Corridor.
It's made a huge difference, hasn't
it? Yeah, it really does. I mean, we're still going to use some HESCO barriers in some spots, but we won't have to rely on those. And we're going to be installing the pumps because there will be some seepage, as always, and we'll have some pumps that will pump it right back into the river and hold that at bay. So, you know, for instance, being a downtown merchant, when the lift center would not get compromised, if it wasn't compromised, we were able to keep most of the material, water and sewer, out of the basements downtown or those low-lying places. When that lift center gets compromised, that's when we have issues. So we're going to further strengthen that. We're going to bring some pumps in to make sure we pump out whatever seeps through. And, you know, it looks like this year, I just looked at the weather report, we're going to have some moderate flooding, nothing like the 500-year floods that we have every 4 years. And but we'll have some moderate flooding, and we should be able to keep it at bay.
The the depot, the railroad depot, mm-hmm. Obviously, it is, it's a dirt floor down at the very bottom there.
Right.
That is going to collect with water once you get to
it. Yeah, you'll see pumps running there, I'm sure. You know, the depot is still a work in progress. Great, great, great thanks to the Friends of the Depot for all the work they've done on it. Now we can actually look at holding events there in the grand room, and we're still looking for a tenant in the old Greer's diner. Could be a great coffee shop if anyone's listening. And then, you know, the back or the south end of that building is just enormous. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about businesses locating there, and they can now because of the quiet zone. You
right.
Know, you'll have a train rumble through there from time to time, but the rumbling is not near as bad as the train horn.
As far as protecting it from flood potential, what do you do for that?
Well, the final, that'll be HESCO barriers, and the final phase, it's a little tough to do because you have to get through the through the platforms to board the train. But the train track itself has been raised that it would be higher than our normal flood levels, the 25, 26 foot. You know, so we'll probably put some HESCOs up, maybe temporary barriers, something like that. Eventually, the long-term end of the flood wall will be protection around the wastewater plant and also maybe a berm or something around the depot. So,
but you've got to, but again, once you have that protected, is there any talk about doing is there any potential expansion of Amtrak at all?
You know, before COVID, they presented they had federal funding for a nice plan to upgrade our platforms and redo the canopies down there. But that kind of went away during COVID, and I've been trying to track them down to find out where those funds are and if it's coming back. And so it's been a little bit tough to do so, but thankfully, Southeast Iowa Days, I had some contacts up there. They gave me some people, some numbers to call. We're going to track it down and see if they're doing anything. As far as an Amtrak office, I don't see that because you can do everything on the phone.
Everything can be done on the phone. And there's no reason to have anybody particularly or I know there is automatic. I think you've got, I know down in Quincy, they do have a kiosk.
Right.
Where you can get tickets if you don't have
if you don't have a cell phone
with
app.
You
know, in Kansas City or the big towns, of course they have people there, but we only have two Amtraks a day, and so for a person to sit there, I understand Amtrak's dilemma to have a person sitting there for two tracks a day and two trains a day and to sell tickets.
But the friends of the depot meet every train.
I know. Well, they used to. I think, unfortunately, they've disbanded.
Is that changed
yeah,
now?
Yeah, that's changed a little bit. So BRE is our, they're booking events for the depot and the port and the auditorium, and they're kind of working on that. Now, there are still some train enthusiasts that do show up down there and take care of it, but it's unfortunately not like it was before.
But BRE has been a big success story.
Yep, they really have. I mean, when you think of the city subsidizing Venue Works up to, I think the last year Venue Works was here, was almost $500,000. It's in the Burlington Riverfront Entertainment contract with Mike O'Neill and David Kroll. Every year it steps down, and they've been able to do that despite COVID and despite floods.
And they seem to know the market much
better. They know the market. They have booked some great events in there. And plus now our Halloween, the Haunted House in October is already become an iconic event. We have people who go to that thing every night. So it's been good. There's a lot of good work being done and a lot of positives for Burlington right now.
All right. Good things happening. And John Billups, we'll look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
All right, sir.
Getting more on the, and again, if you want Pot of Blue and Gold tickets, those are going to be available end of the month.
We'll make a big launch, and yes, they will be available at the end of the month. So,
John Billups, have a great month of February.
You too.